Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
One of the things that Jesus dealt with here on the earth was a constant battle with the devil. You know that for 40 days, he fasted in the wilderness. And after that time, the devil came and confronted him, trying to tempt him to do something that was out of the will of God. It's important for you to know that Jesus conquered the devil, and he is still conquering the devil today. Somebody say amen. The title of our message today is The Conquest of the Cross and Resurrection. The Conquest of the Cross and Resurrection. God demonstrated his love to the entire world through the cross of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 19 and 10, the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. All prophecy revolves around God's plan for the ages through his son, Jesus Christ. The devil's deception upon Adam and Eve resulted in sin and eternal judgment upon the entire human race. Therefore, God spoke a judgment upon him prophetically. In Genesis chapter 3 and 15, God said to the devil, I will make you and the woman enemies to each other. Your descendants and her descendants will be enemies. One of her descendants will crush your head, and you will bite his heel. That prophecy spoke of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus would be wounded, he would die, and he would rise again. Also, the devil's authority over humanity would be destroyed, and he ultimately cast into the lake of fire. In 1 John chapter 3 and 8, it says, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, in the Old Testament, there were many prophetic references to Christ's method of death and his resurrection. And I just want to give you a few. In Isaiah chapter 53 and 5, it says, he was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we would be whole. He was whipped so that we would be healed. King David, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote a prophetic psalm outlining the events of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. And I say prophetic because it was approximately 600 years before crucifixion was even invented. In Psalm 22 and verse 1, listen to what it says. It says, my God, why have you forsaken me? In verse 7, it says, they shake their heads saying, he trusted in the Lord, let him rescue him. Let him deliver him since he delights in him. In verse 16, it says, they pierced my hands and my feet. Verse 17, they looked and stared at me. They divided my garments among them, and my clothing they cast lots. Now, folks, I want you to think about the significance of this. One of the ways that God proves to the world that he exists and that the word of God is true is through prophecy. God will speak hundreds of years before something happens through his Old Testament to show us he is God. He is eternal, because he tells us what's going to happen hundreds of years later. So 600 years later, during the crucifixion, in John 19 and 23, this is what it says. The soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments. The tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. They said, therefore, amongst themselves, let's not tear it, but let's cast lots for it. In Mark 15 and 33, it says, at noon, darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. Then at 3 o'clock, Jesus called out with a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? Prophecy also confirmed the resurrection. Once again, David, speaking prophetically by the Holy Spirit, talked about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Psalm 49 and 15, it says, but God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he will receive me. In Psalm 16 and 10, it states, thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither allow thy Holy One to see corruption. On the cross, Jesus said, it is finished, and then he dismissed his own spirit. Have you ever thought about where Jesus' spirit went? Well, I'm going to tell you what the scripture says. Jesus' spirit left his body and descended into Sheol or Hades. When a person died before Christ's resurrection, their spirit went to the underworld or the place of the dead, referred to as Hades or Sheol. Sheol is translated hell or the pit or the grave, a place of conscious existence after physical death and burial. Now, Sheol was also inhabited by both the righteous and the wicked, with a gulf existing between them. Listen to what the Bible says about this in Luke chapter 16 and 26. Abraham said to the rich man who had died, there is a great gulf fixed so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Once again, when we look at Psalm 49 and 15, God promised to deliver Jesus and his people from Sheol upon the coming of his son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to read that verse again. God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. And 16:10 of Psalms says, thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither allow thy Holy One to see corruption. So once again, in that last verse, is speaking through the Holy Spirit, David, saying that Jesus Christ would not see corruption, but that he would be raised from the dead. Well, when he died, he went to Hades, but he didn't go as a prisoner. He went as a conqueror. It was in God's plan for Jesus to die on the cross, but also to go into hell. Colossians 2 and 15 tells us what happened when he got there. Jesus disarmed the powers and the authorities of hell, making a public spectacle of them. Everyone in Hades watched as Jesus defeated the devil. Now, the King James Version of the Bible says in that verse, having spoiled principalities and powers. The word spoiled in the Greek means to divest completely, to be stripped of clothing, title, authority, property, and equipment. It also means to dispossess a person. So Jesus went down to hell, into Hades, to do exactly those things to the devil who was in charge. He said to the devil, who had all authority in hell, he said, the keys, please. And he took away all of his authority. So now the devil had no more authority over the spirits of those who passed away. In Revelation 1 and 18, Jesus said, I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Can we give the Lord a hand of praise? Amen. He went on to say, and I have the keys of hell and death. That's what he accomplished when he went into Hades. Jesus had told his disciples and the people that he would rise again in 3 days from the grave. In Matthew chapter 12 and 40, he said, for as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Here's another verse he gave them in Mark 8 and 31. It says, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. Now, what is interesting about the resurrection is that his own disciples initially did not believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. In Mark chapter 16 and 9, it says that Jesus first appeared to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast out 7 demons. She went and told those who had been with him as they wept and they mourned that she had seen Jesus alive. She said, I've seen Jesus and he's alive and he's given me a message for you. The Bible says, but they did not believe. They said, would you just please stop? We know we saw him crucified. He's dead. We know where he was buried in that tomb. Would you just please stop? Well, in John 20 and verse 19 through 20, it says that same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled together because they were afraid of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst of them and said, peace unto you. He came through the wall. He just appeared. So he had to say, peace unto you. And the Bible says they were frightened. They thought they were seeing a ghost. It says he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples were glad because they realized this really is the Lord. Now, today we are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because the importance of the resurrection cannot be overstated. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the very foundation of Christianity. If Jesus Christ had not risen from the dead, Christianity would be a lie. There would be no salvation. There would be no healing. There would be no hope of heaven. I want you to listen to what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15 and 14. He said, if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is pointless because you're still in your sins. But I'm going to make this statement, which we all know already. Thank God he rose from the dead.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, folks, Jesus didn't just rise from the dead and leave immediately to heaven. Jesus remained on earth another 40 days. After the resurrection, he was seen by so many people. I'm just going to give you a few. At least there were 10 appearances we know of. Mary Magdalene, Mark 16 and 9. I'm going to give you the verses in the Bible so you can check me out. Mary, mother of James, Matthew 28 and 9. There were the two men on the road to Emmaus, Mark chapter 16 and 12. And then he appeared to Peter. Luke chapter 24 and 34, then to his disciples, Mark chapter 16, 14, then to his disciples and Thomas, doubting Thomas, John 20 and 26, and then to the 7 at the Sea of Galilee, that's found in John 21, to his disciples and over 500 people at once. That's found in 1 Corinthians 15 and 5. He also met with James, 1 Corinthians 15 and 7. And then there was his ascension into heaven, Acts chapter 1 and 3. And last of all, he spoke to the apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. That's Acts chapter 9. Now, let me give you a fact that generally isn't talked about when we talk about the resurrection. And that is that many of the Old Testament saints actually rose from the dead and were seen in Jerusalem when Jesus rose from the dead. In Matthew chapter 27 and 52, it says, and the graves were open. So when Jesus rose from the dead, the graves were open and many bodies of the saints which slept arose too and came out of their graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city of Jerusalem and started appearing to their relatives. You see, when Jesus Christ arose, he opened the doorway of the grave for believers to follow him. The resurrection of Jesus Christ not only reveals that he's the Son of God, but that those who are born again will also experience a bodily resurrection. I want you to think about this. Just like those Old Testament saints, when Jesus arose, they came out of their graves and started walking around Jerusalem, visiting their loved ones and relatives. One day, our body will reunite with our spirit. And we will have a glorified body. And so we need to understand that it's because of Jesus's death and his resurrection. The Bible refers to Jesus as the first fruits of the resurrection. This is found in 1 Corinthians 15 and 20. It says, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we will also rise. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 53, it says, for our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. O grave, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Let's give God praise. God is going to raise us from the dead physically, just like Jesus rose from the dead. Now, Jesus will totally destroy the devil after the millennial kingdom. You remember that prophecy at the very beginning in Genesis chapter 3 and 15, where God told the devil that a descendant from Adam would actually crush his head and kill him. Well, let's fast forward to Revelation chapter 20 and 7. It says, when the 1,000 years come to an end, Satan will be led out of prison and he will go and deceive the nations. The devil who deceived the nations will then be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Can we give God praise for the end of Satan? We have a prophetic word. He will be done away with and thrown into the lake of fire. Now, without Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will also experience eternal death. Jesus came, he lived, he suffered, he died, he rose again to bring us salvation, to bring us our divine purpose, and also to take us to heaven. And so it's really our decision to decide what we're going to do about it. What are we going to do? Are we going to accept the resurrection story, or are we going to reject Jesus Christ? Folks, rejecting him means the lake of fire, and accepting him means eternal life in heaven. Let me think about it. Which one? Oh, I think I'll go to heaven. Folks, I want to make this more real by reading this scripture to you. Because everything the Bible says is true. It's so good to have a working knowledge of the Word of God. But you know what is even more powerful? Reading the actual words that the Bible says. Jesus says that his words will last forever. And this Word of God is what we live by. To reject Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord is to one day walk into a lake of burning fire for all eternity. It says so in Revelations 20 and 12. I saw the dead, both great and small, standing before God's throne. And the books were opened, including the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in those books. God records the deeds of every person, how they live, what they've done, good and bad. And then there's a book of life. And all of those who've accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, their names have been written in the book of life. You know, there's a song that says there's a new name written down in glory and it's mine and it's mine. That's what it's talking about. It says, and anyone whose name is not found recorded in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Anyone whose name was not found in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. You know, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but there are so many people who don't even believe in it. There's so many people who don't believe in God. And then there are others who believe in God on their own terms. But folks, we're going to all be judged by the word of God. God's word doesn't change. Regardless of what people are telling you today to compromise, you know, we're in a new culture. No, it's the same God who is speaking to us today, who has always been speaking to us through his word. And that's why it's so important to take the message of the resurrection to your loved ones, to your neighbors, to your coworkers, especially during this time of year, to let them know Jesus Christ rose from the dead. It would really start a good conversation. And then you can go ahead and begin to talk to them about a relationship with Jesus Christ. People without Christ are going to a Christless grave, and eventually they will end up in a lake of burning fire for eternity. I don't know how to tell that to you any other way than the way I'm telling you. It's far more graphic. It's far more terrible than I can even express. But on this day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, if you have a loved one, if you have a relative, if you have a neighbor, let God put in your heart to tell them this is the day of resurrection and have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. I mentioned this earlier in the service, and it's so important. Jesus said, go into all the world and share the gospel. Why? Because those who reject him are not going to heaven. There's only two destinations in eternity, heaven and the lake of fire. Jesus Christ gets you into heaven. To reject him, you've chosen the lake of fire. But many people don't know that. And many people are questioning and maybe don't even believe it. God has given you an assignment with the relationships that you know to at least share the gospel. They make the decision, but you must share the gospel. You must tell them Jesus is risen from the dead. That means everything the Bible says is true, man. You need him as your Savior and Lord. That's how you make heaven. But to reject him is a lake of fire for eternity.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is The Conquest of the Cross and Resurrection. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is truth. You said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those whom the Lord has delivered. And so, Lord, help us to share with others the truth of salvation, the cross of Jesus, that he died for us all that we might be saved. Father, we pray that you would give us courage to speak to everyone in our sphere of influence.
to let them know that they have a responsibility to know you and to serve you. And Jesus Christ is coming back again so soon. Father, we want every person to be ready. Help us, give us courage that we'll share the good news of the gospel, that you love us all, and that the power of God is on our side. Bless every person listening today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.